Hey there, everyone. It's Aaron Noonan here, Repco Supercars Weekly. Great to have you with us on our weekly look at all things news, notes, and quotes in the Repco Supercars Championship, of course. The next round on the calendar is the NTI Townsville 500. The last event took us to the top end of the Northern Territory. And a guy who's been right among the storylines this year is Cameron Waters from the Monster Energy Race Team in the Tickford number 6 Mustang GT. He is P5 in the championship at the moment. He's been on the podium quite a few times. He has been the king of making the top 10 shootouts over the course of the last couple of years. He's got a streak rolling that is very, very solid. And on Repco Supercars Weekly, just a little earlier this morning, I caught up with the Monster Man to talk about his season so far, staying at Tickford, his Project Resto car, and the very quirky Speedway car that his brother's got cooking in Mildura. Cam, thanks for taking some time to have a chat. Give me your take, mate, on 2021 so far. What are we rating it for the Monster Energy Race Team? There's been lots of highs, a couple of little lows along the way, but by and large, how are we faring this year?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me, Noons. And, I guess this season so far has been a little up and down, like you touched on. And for myself, I'd probably give it a 7 out of 10. Like, we've had a fair bit of pace through the year, but we've probably had two bad rounds where, you know, we really lacked a little bit of race pace. And obviously a little bit of bad luck as well. So, yeah, we've done okay, but, yeah, we probably should have done a little bit better, I think, coming out of the blocks this year.
So we'd probably say if we were back in school days, B is probably about the rating that we'd give it?
Yeah, probably a B, I reckon. That's probably pretty close. You know, you can always do better. So, I think nailed it.
As long as the report doesn't say talks too much in class and doesn't get enough done is probably okay. Hey, mate, fifth in the points. You're only 76 away from third, which is Chaz Mostert at the moment. Of course, the Red Bull boys are quite a way down the road, particularly Shane Van Gisbergen. Is the focus for you on just trying to win races from here on, or in terms of the championship, are you kind of aiming at third and best of the rest, or do you feel like those 888 boys, there's still time for them to trip over somewhere in the back end of the year?
Look, the year's only really just getting started. So, for me, you know, we really need to maximise the weekends, which the car isn't great. So, you know, scoring those points. And then for us right now, the focus is, you know, getting a bit more car speed. And, you know, if we do that, we start winning some races, then, you know, the championship will come back alive. But, yeah, right now, you know, probably not quite quick enough. So, you know, the championship's going to be a bit of a challenge. But, yeah, we've got lots of stuff that we're working on back of the workshop, and hopefully they get on the cars and you know, find us a little bit of lap time, and we put a bit more pressure on you know, Shane. You know, the other guys aren't really that far in front, so second, yeah, well within reach. But yeah, come second last year, I don't want to come second again. We want to win the thing, so yeah, we'll stick to our plan and we'll see what the rest of the year holds for us.
I know, Cam, a lot of our fans are really intrigued. A lot of teams and a lot of drivers always talk about new parts. We're working on new stuff at the workshop. There's only so many things you can do. Obviously, the cars are limited in some areas, but they're open in others. Without giving away the trade secrets and the IP, because we'd never expect you to do that, what are the components that you're developing or that you're tweaking or that you're working with or that you're trying to find the improvements in? When you say new stuff, in general terms, what area of the car are you looking for new stuff and making new stuff in?
Well, I guess it all starts with, you know, what you're chasing from the car within balance. So, you know, if it's front grip or rear grip, and then you've got to, you know, pinpoint which area is going to give you that. And, you know, there's so many different setup combos that you can run. But, you know, the uprights are free and so are all the anti-roll bars. So, you know, a lot of your focus is on them as well as, you know, the other fundamental car setup stuff, which, you know, it's locked in, but there's so many different combos, not just chassis setup stuff, but also engine with drivability and things like that. So you really have to focus your energy on the right areas and not just make a new bit for the sake of it, but making sure you make it for the right reasons and make sure it, you know, influences what you're chasing. So you know, the cars have been around for 5-6 years now, and we're still learning with them and still trying different things and you know, always trying to improve them.
I tell you what, speaking of improving too, tell me about, I know I haven't seen the latest on this for a little while, Falcon hardtop restoration. Is it going anywhere? Mate. Is it getting anywhere? What's going on?
Why'd you ask me that? it's getting there slowly. So currently got the fuel tank being made and the exhaust system. So once those two things are done, that's probably all the big stuff done, and it's probably more into the body work, which I was going to have a crack at, but I've worked out how big of a job that is, so I think I'm going to get someone else to do that for me. But yeah, we're making a little bit of progress, but yeah, it's just happening in the background. I don't want to rush it, and you know, if you rush things, you tend to kind of hate it in the end because it's taking up so much time and energy. So yeah, I just want to kind of enjoy the build, and hopefully I can have some stuff for all the fans pretty soon. You know, some progress pics.
And it's a 73 hardtop?
74 XB.
74 XB, that's right. So Cam's had this for a little while. It's been a bit of a project car that's been when it's done, this thing's going to be a ripping piece of kit. I can't wait to see when it finally flows out. And speaking of a few little oddities, I like to throw in a few different questions, but someone alerted me earlier in the year. Now, I'm not a big Speedway follower. Of course, we know you've been doing a bit of sprint car racing in recent years to keep your eye in over summer. Am I right in my spies telling me that your brother up back home in Mildura way has got a Speedway car that's actually a Mercedes? Is this true?
Yeah.
He made a Mercedes into a Speedway car.
Yeah, well, he wanted to be a little bit different, so he's nailed that part of it for sure. But, you know, everyone kind of makes, you know, Falcons and Commodores and turns him into Speedway cars where, you know, he wanted to do something a little bit different. And he kind of worked out all the cars that he could run and then, you know, picked a Mercedes C350. And, yeah, it's actually been really quick, straight out the block. So he's building a new engine for it at the moment, and you know, hopefully he can win a few races when the season starts back up.
Mercedes owners are cringing listening to the podcast right now to think that one of their finest, the three-pointed stars, has been turned into a Speedway car up in the Sunraysia region. Wow. I'd heard a rumour, but I wanted to check that it's fact, and it's fact. So we get to the bottom of it here on Repco Supercars Weekly. Let's just straighten it up a bit. We talk a bit of fun about restos and Merc Speedway cars. Tim Edwards, your team boss, made some comments last week about you having a clause in your contract triggered last year. Does that take you out of the silly season chat? Would you expect you to be in any headlines from here on in for the rest of the year, or do you reckon you're done and dusted and you're not going to be, your name's not going to get thrown up anymore about going to Triple Eight or anywhere else?
I think that was just Chaz Mostert sparking rumours to try and take the heat off himself at that point. I think that's where all the Triple Eight stuff come from, but, you know, I've already made it pretty clear that I'm pretty happy where I am at Tickford. You know, I've got a really great team around me, and we're going from strength to strength. So, I think you have some news pretty soon of what I'm doing in the next few years. Ooh, I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Oh, we like it. We're nearly getting gossy. We would expect then a press release dropping somewhere, sometime, maybe soonish, from your good self or the team indeed that you're going to drive for next year, which is probably the team that you're currently driving for. But anyway, I'm not putting words in your mouth. We'll wait and see what unfolds. We appreciate the candor. Just quickly, mate, Townsville. Feelings on going, obviously, at the moment we're waiting to see on what's going on in the nation, COVID, there's border restrictions, there's all sorts, and things will change rapidly if they do change, but let's just park all that for the moment. But Townsville, three podiums from the six races we had there last year, feelings about the Tickford car up there, do you feel like you're a bit more competitive there for the whole weekend than you were at, say, Darwin a few weeks ago?
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, Darwin last year, we seemed to struggle also, and, you know, we changed a lot of things for Townsville, and, you know, we rolled out and we were super strong there. Last year, obviously got a lot of podiums, and I think we've learned a little bit since then also. So, yeah, really excited to get back to Townsville, and hopefully we can win a few races. You know, they're a little bit different races this year than they were last year with, you know, the fuel, but saying that, I think we'll have a pretty speedy car up there and looking to get a few wins.
Do you like the playback, the 250K format coming back that we've had up there for many years? Of course, during COVID last year, we've gone back away from fuel races to very much single sprint races with just tyre stops. So you're looking forward to sinking your teeth back into that format. Do you reckon that will play back to you maybe?
I don't really know, to be honest. Like, I've really enjoyed, you know, the sprint races, shorter three races across the race weekend, and really enjoyed that format at Townsville last year. But, you know, it's been a while since we did the fuel races at Townsville. But, yeah, not really going to say it's an advantage or a disadvantage doing it that way. You know, there's more on the line, I guess, being only two races versus the three. But, yeah, excited to get there. It's a really cool place, and love driving around the track, and hopefully the car works as well as it did last year.
And any time we can get out of Melbourne this time of year and get some sun, it's never a bad thing. Cam Waters, thanks again for taking some time with us on Repco Supercars Weekly. We'll chat to you soon.
Cool. See you, mate.
Great to catch up with Cam Waters there, who took some time this morning to have a chat with us here on Repco Supercars Weekly. Of course, the plan is for he and the Supercars teams to be back in action in Townsville in just over a week or so's time for our annual trip to North Queensland for the event that's been on the calendar since 2009. It feels like yesterday that we were first rolling in to the hybrid road street course at Reed Park, and now it is very much a permanent part of the Supercars Championship. Last year, hosting back-to-back weekends of racing, a really cool place, and they really love their supercars in North Queensland. So a big g'day to everybody who listens to the pod up in that part of the country. Don't forget The Garage. It's digital destination for all things automotive. If you're a motorsport enthusiast, if you're into automotive, it's the place to go online. Go to repco.com.au, or for our Kiwi friends, it is repco.co.nz. That's The Garage through Repco. Make sure you check it out. Now, on this day, June 29th, we have a birthday cheerio to give out. I should have got Cam Waters to do this earlier on, because it is his Tickford Racing stablemate from the Boost Mobile Mustang Race team, James Courtney, the oldest man in the championship at the moment. Congratulations, JC. 41 today is James Courtney. Also on this day back in 2003, the Darwin round was being held. The Sunday saw Marcus Ambrose winning two races to claim the round overall. Mark Skay finishing second. Jason Bright for Team Brock, run by the Wheel family, finishing P3 for the weekend. A little reminder too for you, Adelaide 500, Sensational Adelaide, the illustrated history of the Adelaide 500. That book is available now, 400 pages, hardcover, only 1,200 copies. You might think it's a picture book. Oh, it's more than a picture book. 83,000 words explaining the pictures, introducing the years, all the stats, a photo of every car from every year's Adelaide 500. It's a must-have piece of memorabilia if you are a motorsport fan, a supercars fan. Whether you like your Holdens or your Fords, they are all in there. And the Little Heroes book series, this is something really cool. The illustrated kids books focusing on the careers of some legends and heroes of the sport, of Peter Brock, Molly Taylor, Dick Johnson, John Bow, Jim Richards. They are out now. You can get all those publications from our online bookshop. The website address is bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. Perfect run-up to Father's Day. We've got some specials. We've got some new products. There's plenty happening in the weeks upcoming. And by the way, if you're in Melbourne, this Saturday, July the 3rd, the Realm Library in Ringwood in Melbourne is hosting the launch of Little Heroes, and you are more than welcome. To the race fans of Melbourne, you can come along, register either online at the Realm Library website or on the day you can arrive. There's more details on our Facebook page. If you click back through the last few days, you'll find that we've shared the event there. But if you can't find it, go to the Facebook event section and search for the Little Heroes launch, and you can come along. John Bow and Jim Richards will be there on Saturday, July 3. So you can buy your books from there. And of course, the greats of the sport, those two, will be there to sign them. Looking forward to seeing plenty of you out there. Now, tomorrow, part two of my chat with John Faulkner on the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. We talk NASCAR tales, Oscar, the time that Peter Brock drove for JFR, and of course that period where he was heavily involved in V8 Supercars as not just a driver, but of course as a team owner as well. Repco Supercars Weekly next Tuesday. It is every Tuesday with the latest in news, views, notes and quotes from the Repco Supercars Championship. So plenty of potting to do for the rest of the year. Rate us, subscribe. You'll get the notifications for the pod all the time as soon as they go live. Keep in touch through us with our website, v8sleuth.com.au. There's a contact page there, so if you've got some suggestions or feedback, by all means, give it to us. And pop some reviews for us out there in the online space for our pod. We love to hear what you think of the pod, and obviously we will accept the odd criticism too. If we've got to tweak it up or change it up or do something different or fix something, you've got to let us know. If we don't hear from you, we don't know. So thanks again for listening. Great to have Cam Waters on today. Look forward to having a run with John Faulkner tomorrow. Tune in for that one when that one drops. We'll chat to you next week, every Tuesday, with Repco Supercars Weekly. Chat to you then.